This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saudi Arabia says preliminary results from its investigation into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi shows he died in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul after a fight with people he met there. Now, as AP's Mike Grassi reports, the Saudis are backtracking from their earlier stance on his disappearance.
The Saudi state-run news agency says the kingdom expresses its deep regret over the slaying of writer Jamal Khashoggi. After days of denials of any Saudi involvement in the disappearance of Khashoggi, the state-run news agency has acknowledged that Khashoggi was killed in a fight inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Khashoggi was last seen on video entering the consulate on October 2nd. He was there to retrieve paperwork he needed to get married.
And Reuters' Lucy Fielder tells us that even before the Saudis made this concession, there was political backlash toward the royal family.
Five sources close to the royal court told Reuters that the de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed, lost control of the crisis as it went global. Uproar from the United States, an old ally, was a major factor. His disappearance has deepened questions about whether 33-year-old Prince Mohammed, known as MBS, is fit to rule. He has been the face of reform in the deeply conservative kingdom, with an ambitious economic project and permitting women to drive. But MBS has made enemies.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. intelligence, law enforcement and security agencies are warning Russia is persistently targeting the country's upcoming midterm elections, laying out the latest evidence and new charges against a Russian national connected to the oligarch known as Putin's cook. The U.S. on Friday unsealed the criminal complaint against a St. Petersburg woman, making her the first Russian charged in connection with interference in the 2018 election. This is VOA News. Sounds of a crowd of Central American migrants that has drawn the ire of U.S. President Trump. They were gathered at the border with Mexico and Guatemala. Witnesses say some of them threw rocks and other objects at Mexican security forces who used pepper spray to force the migrants to retreat. The caravan has angered U.S. President Donald Trump and his Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was in Mexico City Friday to discuss the issue with his counterpart. Pompeo met with the Mexican foreign minister, who vowed to meet the challenge of the caravan. Pompeo told VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren Friday that Mexican officials want to create a situation where migrants understand that it is not fruitful to transit through Mexico into the United States. Mass street demonstrations are expected Saturday in Taiwan over growing anger against perceived bullying by its militarily and economically more powerful rival, China. The advocacy group Formosa Alliance predicts tens of thousands of people will gather for its demonstration in central Taipei. The ruling Democratic Progressive Party is organizing its own demonstration in southern Taiwan. Bangladeshi citizens living in Europe protested in front of the European Council's headquarters in Brussels Friday, wearing green caps and carrying posters of the imprisoned former prime minister. The protesters chanted, "We want democracy." Mohamed Malik is the president of the UK branch of Bangladesh Nationalist Party.
We are here because we want to help from the European Union. In Bangladesh, we need a democracy in Bangladesh. We need a human rights in Bangladesh. We want freedom in Bangladesh.
It came as a meeting took place in the Belgian capital between 30 European leaders and their counterparts from 21 Asian nations, as well as top officials from the European Union and Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The Pentagon said Friday that the United States and South Korea have suspended another major military exercise and a continued push for diplomacy. Chief Pentagon spokesperson Dana White said the two militaries would suspend their joint air exercise in order to give the diplomatic process every opportunity to continue. That decision was announced following trilateral talks among U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and his South Korean and Japanese counterparts. The United States is pushing back against claims by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Islamic State is starting to execute hundreds of hostages in Syria, including U.S. and European nationals. Putin said IS had taken 700 people from a displaced persons camp in an area controlled by U.S.-backed forces. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.